Coming to you live-ish from the beautiful rolling hills of the Eastern Townships, you are tuned in to 88.9 CJMQ The Cube. This is your host, Matt McCray, and this is The Show. Thank you for joining me again on this lovely day in the Eastern Townships. What a busy weekend we had. We had the Ayerscliff Fair going on. We had the Lennoxville Street Festival, all kinds of softball tournaments in Waterville, all kinds of fun and craziness in the sun as we get in through August and everyone gets ready to go back to school. That's right. Teachers start lesson planning. We got Sejeps already in progress. You start to maybe see some athletes around town from Bishops who are here. We got the Champlain athletes. Football camp is in full swing. Just the hustle and bustle. The summer is winding down, which means if football is here, that means fall is just around the corner. So we have NFL preseason that has started. A lot of debate about the preseason, maybe shortening it. We had the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders come up to Winnipeg to play a preseason game. A lot of controversy about that. It was an 80-yard field that they played on due to the constrictions of the goalposts of the CFL. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. MLB had some wacky nickname uniforms over the weekend, trying to make the game even more fun as they gear up for their playoff races. And NHL and NBA still sit in status quo as their camps get ready to open in a few weeks' time. So thank you for joining me here on the show. Without further ado, we got a little back-to-school ode with Adam Sandler and a little bit of Tom Brady's press conference over the weekend after that, and then we'll jump right into our first segment, First and 10.
How are you, Tom?
Good, how you doing?
You like the hat?
Thank you.
Is that a Cam Newton?
So what do you think?
Of course, Reese likes it. He got the first picture coming.
Yeah? Well, you weren't standing out there. You weren't.
You had that one at the Derby, right?
Different one.
That was different.
Different one.
Yeah. Cam Newton special?
Yeah, he's got similar style.
There you go.
He wears a little better.
There you go. Of all the plays tonight, the one I wanted to ask you was at the start of the second quarter, 3rd and 3, and your Madden speed rating, obviously, showing up there with the 3-yard run. Take us through that play, if you will.
Yeah, they played it was zone defense and tried to work underneath pass there to Jacoby, and there was not much space. So I usually don't get too many yards, so 3rd and short, I can usually make a couple of those. But if I can make one of those a game, I think that'd be good for our team. They're going to do that. But there's a lot to do. I mean, I think that was, there was a lot of good things. There's obviously a lot of things that we need to do to clean up. A lot of long yardage situations, too many penalties. We got to get back to work.
Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school. Well, here goes nothing.
And we're back. How great is that? That's a clip from Billy Madison. That is the Sandman. That's Mr. Adam Sandler. A little bit of a back-to-school tribute episode for everyone out there. As Lennoxville really gets busy with the university, the high school, the Sejep already back in motion. So that's what this will be, a back-to-school edition for you today. So before that, it was Tom Brady with his press conference over the weekend, sporting a very Cam Newton-esque hat, looking quite stylish, talking about his speed. And saying that even at the age of 42, he's still good for one good short run on 3rd and 1 for his team. So there's a little treat for you here on this back to school edition. And without further ado, we're going to get jumping into 1st and 10. Premise here is I have 10 questions and an envelope. I read all 10. You get the responses off the top of my head. No thinking, just like that. Still as hard as titanium takes. And let's get her going. Number one. With Chris Sale now out for the Boston Red Sox, Corey Kluber delayed in his return for the Indians, is this the year of the hitter in MLB? Yes, it is. It's the year of home runs. We'll be addressing that even later in the show as well. But pitchers just in this new era of strikeouts and walks, Sale announced he doesn't need Tommy John surgery. That all but obliterates the Boston Red Sox champion hopes for the year, making the New York Yankees, Houston Astros, still the Dodgers, looking like the number one teams. Still, there's some contenders out there as the playoff races heat up in the MLB. Unfortunately, pitcher injuries are just seem to be the way that it goes. There's not a lot of longevity, especially Sale was already struggling. His arm, he was already having issues. He tried to pitch through it, and it ended up costing him. He wasn't able to get the wins that he needed. The Red Sox still just continue to sputter and win the series that they need to. So as they kind of fall to the wayside, I still will be pinning either the Yankees in the World Series against the Dodgers. I'm looking for a big primetime matchup. But again, keep an eye on those pesky Houston Astros because they have tremendous hitting and a tremendous lineup. Number two, with Austin Matthews rumored to be the next year's captain. Yay or nay? Well, it's been 4 years since the Toronto Maple Leafs have had a captain, believe it or not. Dion Phaneuf back in 2016 was the last time that they had anybody wear the C for the Buds. So it's been like a platoon situation with the A's, with Marlowe, Matthews, Tavares, and Riley all kind of rotating those duties. I think it's time. I think it's his team. I don't know what they've been waiting so long to do this for. I mean, Tavares is an obvious choice as well, but I mean, just look back to the Pittsburgh Penguins model years ago when they gave it to Crosby, becoming the youngest captain in team history. It's kind of just another honor, another responsibility, and just another tie to the team. I think the Leafs would be really dumb to not give it to Matthews. If they do give it to Tavares, it's understandable, but I think you give it to Matthews, you show him that it's your team. Tavares is already committed there long-term. Maybe give Mitch Marner an assistant captaincy, maybe persuade him to stick around. Keep it away from guys like Willie Nylander, obviously, with his contracts holdout. Seems to be more trouble in Leafland. And if so, I think if they were smart, they would give it to Matthews and go from there. Number three, Conor McGregor admits to punching a guy in Dublin. He admits being wrong in a one-on-one interview with Ariel Helwani. Yay or nay? Ugh, nay. I'm sick of this guy. I mean, he's promoting whiskey or gin or whatever his own alcoholic beverage is, and he's getting in bar fights in Dublin. He just doesn't seem to know when to keep his mouth closed, and I've just had enough of it. His propaganda machine, the whole Mayweather debacle, that was pure promotion. It was a pure ripoff, any way that you look at it. I'd like to see him maybe come back in the octagon just to see him get knocked out and maybe shut him up. I mean, it happened last time, and then there was a huge brawl that ensued and more suspensions, just showing the lack of class, just no class. I just don't have I wouldn't spend a nickel on this guy's fights or his pay-per-views. His antics, I've grown tired of them. Time for him to either put up or shut up, either come back and fight, stop fighting guys in Dublin and then admitting you're wrong. You're throwing things through bus windows years ago. I've just had enough with Conor McGregor, although his walk is kind of cool and sports teams still do like to mimic that. I've had enough of him. Pfft, you are wrong. Who cares? Number four. The New York Yankees, real deal. Their home runs, real deal. Yes, 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 yes. Again, with home runs in Major League Baseball being up, the Yankees set a new record in Major League Baseball, going 31 straight games with a home run in it. Judge is back healthy after his oblique injury. They've just got pure firepower up and down their lineup. It's the new swing. I just watched the game over the weekend against the Dodgers. Guys like Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy. I mean, they're all swinging for the fences. It's all huge hacks, huge cuts. Even first and third or second and third, one out where a sac fly would easily score. I mean, the guy's swinging for the fence, misses it completely, hits a shallow fly ball to the infielder, and they can't score. Home run numbers are up. But again, I really think there is something to this launch angle. The Yankees are the real deal. I mean, they got guys like Sabathia still pitching for them, but he's still pitching effectively. I think if they are able to pitch well, they got Chapman, they got a great bullpen. I think the Yankees are the real deal, and we're going to be seeing in the World Series, unfortunately. Number five, the Cleveland Browns. Too much hype. Baker Mayfield, real deal. Yay or nay? Well, if you've been listening to this program, you know that I really do like Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham Jr. I think they're the real deal. I am scared, however, with all the hype that they're getting. There's no way to be an underdog, pardon the pun, coming out of the dog pound. But there's a lot of love going on for them. They really think that Baker Mayfield is going to be the real deal and be able to turn the ship around for them. So I'm hoping that it's true. I think that the hype is real. And I really think there is hope for people in Cleveland. Lord knows they've had it bad enough when it comes to football. LeBron James really seriously turned things around for them back in the day. But I just really think that there's hope for them in there. And I hope that for the hope of just us in the media, people for press conferences, Odell Beckham Jr., who's been in the news as well, saying the New York Giants sent him to Cleveland to be on an island to become irrelevant, and he wants to show them. So to see him motivated is great. I really hope the Browns are the real deal, and I'm going to be pulling for him. And with that, we're going to try something a little new. We're going to take a halfway break, try to include some more audio clips within there. So on the other half of the break, we're going to have a little bit of audio clip lead us back in to our special edition, PK Subban edition of the sixth question. But before that, I've been told that there wasn't enough Whitesnake on this show. Legit, my inbox has been crammed with requests. So not only is it a back to school edition, but we're gonna get some Whitesnake going here. So we're going to combine the back to school with an ode to a movie that one Zachary Sivanos and I talked about. Again, a very special thank you for Zach for joining me in studio for a couple shows last week. A lot of feedback on those shows. A lot of people seem to enjoy them. So I will be working on maybe trying to provide this in a podcast form. But enough about that. We're going to get some Whitesnake going with a little ditty I like to call Here I Go Again here on 88.9 CJMQ The Cube. I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go.
Teach. All right, look, here's the deal. I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
It means you're an alcoholic.
Wrong.
You wouldn't come to work hungover unless you're an alcoholic. Dude, you got a disease.
What's your name?
Freddie Jones.
Freddie Jones. Shut up.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Matt McRae. That was a very hilarious clip from the Jack Black film School of Rock. In this back-to-school edition of the show today, there he was educating the children at the beginning of the movie what a hangover was. Do not worry, of course. The film has a great message. He goes on, I believe there's a few montages in there, learn a great life lesson, and win the band competition in the end. I'm not sure. But on this back to school edition, we are going to keep rolling with First and 10 with a very special audio edition of number 6. Number 6, PK Subban was in town over the weekend, the city of Montreal, with now fiancé Lindsay Vonn. Yay or nay? Yay. Very happy for PK. He was here fulfilling charity duties, doing some Just for Laughs stuff too, I think, with some stand-up. All kinds of things. He was going all weekend and still found time to get engaged to now retired downhill skier Lindsay Vonn. She just retired back in February. She, of course, was with Tiger Woods in the past. They were together for about 3 years, and now she is with Mr. PK Subban, Mr. Pernell Carl. Now, with that, before I advance any further on this number six, I found a great press conference with PK Subban. What class this guy has. I mean, he's been in Nashville. He's been in New Jersey. He's still fulfilling all of his engagements. Everything that he promised that he would do for the Montreal Children's Hospital comes back every single year. There's obviously his big festival at Christmas that he always does for charity. Good for PK. Happy for PK, former Hab. He goes on in this clip. He talks about Lindsey Vonn. He talks about what it's like living in the States. Talks about should the Habs sign Andre Markov. So without me spoiling it for you, I'm going to let PK do the talking. So here's a very special number six, an audio edition. Here's PK Subban talking about his return to Montreal over the weekend.
This is Lindsey's first time as well, being in Montreal. So, yeah, it's her first time. Won't be her last, but so we're very, very happy to be here. I think there's no secret. Everyone knows how I feel about Andre Markov, both as a player and as a person. And he's been amazing and critical, you know, to my career and the success that I've had so far. He's helped me so much, and he's one of my closest friends in hockey, for sure. So I want to see him land on his feet somewhere, and if he wants to play, I know Marky, the way he sees the ice and the way he plays the game, I've never played with anybody like that. So I know his talent and his ability is special, and who knows? I mean, I'm not a GM, but I take Marky on my team any day.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, you know what? I never really thought about it before, but I didn't know the Devils were the only team in New Jersey, the only sports team. So it's kind of pretty cool to, you know, understand that you're in such a big market like that and there's only one sports team. But I think it also makes it very unique, and the players, you know, should rally around that. I just look forward to going to training camp and getting to know my new teammates, and also just kind of getting settled in. You know, my first time living in the United States was when I went to Nashville, and this is my second city, so I just want to get, you know, to get the feeling of New Jersey. And we did that a little bit earlier this summer, but we'll be heading there on Sunday. Has Lindsey given me training tips? I mean, she's a beast in everything she does, and for sure, 100%, this has probably been my best summer in terms of training. Just, she's been amazing in supporting me throughout the whole summer.
I just hold the bungee cord, that's all
she
I do.
She holds the bungee cord.
He works hard and I watch him, it's perfect.
He's awesome. Yeah. You know, I talk to Lindsey a lot because she has her charity as well. And just last week she was in New York with her girls' camp. And, you know, for us it's really, really important, the work that we do for other people. So, you know, we're going to continue to be innovative and creative. And we're going to continue to raise the bar in Montreal for what we believe people should strive for in terms of helping other people and building foundations. And I feel like we have the right team. I mean, probably 80-90% of my team is women, and that's probably the right way to start. They work so hard, and in today's world, we talk about female empowerment, and Lindsey is a big advocate for that. She's a big pillar for that. And the women on my team are no different. They go hard for me every single day, and it's a reflection. I mean, we've already raised over $300,000, and we're not even halfway through the week yet. So I believe that the best days for the PK Subban Foundation and for the Montreal Children's Hospital and for PKSS management as a whole is way, way ahead of us.
And there you have it, folks, a very special audio edition. That was PK Subban talking about his return to the lovely city of Montreal over the weekend, getting engaged to downhill skier Lindsey Vonn. All the best to PK. Number seven, Aaron Rodgers was in Winnipeg for the preseason game against the Oakland Raiders. Yay or nay? Ooh, big time nay. I mentioned this a little earlier in the show. The field was a disaster. The conditions of the field were described as poor. They had to play an 80-yard field instead of the typical 100-yard field because in CFL, the uprights are located in the base of the end zone. So NFL players just did not want to take the risk of dodging around the poles. It's still kind of crazy that they didn't think of that going into it. So I guess they had a patch of temporary turf that went over it, but it was still just an unsafe hub. So it was deemed a big failure. The premier of Manitoba came out saying he was displeased and very disappointed. Maybe give the organizers a break since it was the first time they tried something like this. Aaron Rodgers didn't even play, along with 33 other members of the Packers roster. So, I mean, Antonio Brown didn't play, obviously, all of the helmet controversy. Number eight, yay or nay to Jay-Z becoming an NFL owner. Nay. The Jay-Z factor was well overrated for years and years, with him being part owner of the Brooklyn Nets NBA franchise. Didn't have an effect really then. Brooklyn's got a good franchise now with Kyrie and then Durant eventually in a year, hopefully, whatever. I think it's overrated. I think he's being a tool used by the NFL owners for all those conspiracy theorists out there. He's already commented on the Kaepernick kneeling situation. That hasn't gone over well with the players. I think he was kind of brought in to try to be a buffer and improve player relations. You had all the collusion lawsuit with Kaepernick. The NFL is just not a great place when addressing the anthem issue right now. It still never really got a resolution. You had Trump weighing in on the matter. It became the joke of late night. Kaepernick says he's still ready. After 3 years, he's ready to go. Bringing Jay-Z in is irrelevant. It's a rich old boys club. I don't know if Jay-Z is going to fit in very well with them. But again, I think he's just being used. But he doesn't really care because he gets to own an NFL franchise. But I just say nay to this. I just have such dismay for any owner. Even Kraft, that whole sleazy story he was involved in. And there's just no real good feel-good stories out there when it comes to NFL owners. So it's just a big nay on Jay-Z. Number nine. Is Tom Brady weird? I'm a huge Tom Brady fan. TB12, he's my boy. Follow him on social media, which he's been much more vocal on recently. But he is a little weird. He is a little weird, and he's getting weirder kind of with age. I don't know, since that Atlanta game, that Atlanta Super Bowl, that comeback, he's just been a little more vocal and he's a little wackier out there. I dig it. I dig it. You saw at the press conference, he was wearing a Cam Newton-esque hat. I mean, the Patriots are stacked again this year. They've got Burkhead and White still in the backfield. Wide receivers, they announced Josh Gordon is coming back. He's finally, hopefully, resolved all of his issues. I'm hoping so anyways myself. Demaryius Thomas was picked up by the Patriots, another reliable wide receiver to go along with Edelman. They still have Watson at tight end. So again, the Patriots are in a soft, soft division. They're in the worst division in football. So they're going to be yet another tour de force. On the other side, we've talked about this before, Mahomes in Kansas City. You got Drew Brees down in New Orleans. The Rams seem to have fallen off with Sean McVay, with their Todd Gurley health issues. Cleveland, again, there's a lot of noise coming out of Cleveland this year. But with the NFL, you really don't know. It's a long season. People tend to panic and they go Sunday to Sunday. But look for New England to be atop the standings again when the year comes to a close and be Super Bowl contender. And look for Tom Brady to get weirder and weirder, man. Hey, Giselle loves it. I love it. TB12, go Pats. Number 10, Dwight Howard has signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. Yay or nay? Well, if you hadn't heard, Boogie Cousins injured himself again. He is out for the season again. Boogie's completely done. He may never play again. We don't know yet. It's still too soon to say. But Dwight Howard has been signed with the Lakers again. I don't know, man. How many teams has this guy played for? Everyone is trying to rejuvenate and bring back the Superman of old that played in Orlando, that brought them to the finals that year. He's not able to get the 25 boards, 25 point combo again. I mean, if you need him as a rebounder, maybe LeBron can kind of introduce him to a Tristan Thompson-like role that he played when he was in Cleveland with LeBron. But I don't know, man. He's been to a lot of teams. A lot of teams have given him a chance and fizzled out. It's almost too numerous to name. So I hope so. I mean, there was a whole controversy the last time when he tried to come. Kobe called him soft. Dwight Howard says that he's in a better mental place now. I don't know. That just maybe just shows the desperation of the Lakers. I'm a huge Lakers fan. What are they going to do? Sign Ron Artest next? Bring in Big Shot Bob, Robert Horry. Get Kobe back, maybe. We just had Kobe Bryant Day over the weekend, 8/24. But I don't know. The Lakers are going to be a contender, but I mean, they may not even be the best team in their building, sharing it with the Clippers. So with that, we wrap up First and Tens edition this week. We have an all-new show coming to you 11 a.m. tomorrow with an all-new First and Ten edition. But we'll wrap up this edition this week. I'm not going to hit you with another Whitesnake song in this back-to-school edition, but I think I will hit you with a little Bruno Mars, talking all these contracts, talking all this money with the NFL preseason. You got players still holding out, Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon. Let's go to our man Bruno Mars with a little 24K magic. Tonight, I just wanna take you up. I just wanna take you up. Welcome back to the show. Here on 88.9 CJMQ, the Cube. I am your host, Matt McRae. That was a little more Whitesnake for you. Shout out to my buddy CJ. Said he wanted some small Whitesnake. I'm gonna try to convince him to get in, maybe talk some darts. Hockey. Look for him to be making an appearance on the show. So if you're listening to your radio, that's a little treat we got coming for you in the Eastern Townships. Something a little off the beaten path from a dart genius, a dart guru. I've once seen him shoot the apple off the top of a man's head, dodge a dart. Many things can be done with darts. Safety first, kids, under supervision. But it's exhilarating. We'll get him in studio and we'll talk some darts. Speaking of exhilarating, I have a new titanium take of the townships today. You know what that means? David Guetta? I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose. Far away, ricochet, you take your aim. Far away, shoot me down, bow and bow. I am titanium. Oh man, that's an adrenaline pumper. I love it. Always get into it right when I got the titanium take coming. But without further ado, your titanium take in the Eastern Townships today. Good for baseball. Good for baseball. There should be more fun in baseball. Baseball was lagging. Baseball's doing all the right things that they should in order to improve. They'd seen a lag over the years. They'd been surpassed. They were America's pastime. They were associated with summertime. But even now, the NBA, the NFL, their off-seasons seem to dominate Major League Baseball. Everyone complains the seasons are too long. They complain about the calls. They complain about the length of the games. They complain about the timeouts, the mound visits. But they're doing everything in their power. They've got replay in there. They're trying to make it quicker. Nothing to me is more absurd that the managers still wear uniforms and cleats and look like they're actual players. But good for Major League Baseball for making themselves relevant again. Over the weekend, they just had players wear nicknames on the back of their jerseys. Guys like Cody Bellinger had Belly. The best one was Joey Votto, first baseman for the Cincinnati Reds. He just had Who. So Who is on first. Other ones just went with, you know, straight nicknames. Guy named Smith, Smitty. There were some creative ones out there. And I'm all for making the game more creative, more fan-friendly. You're going to sell more jerseys. You're making it more appealing to the fans. The NBA did this with nicknames on the back of the jerseys. And I'm all for it. I just read a book by the spaceman Bill Lee, All the Wrong Stuff. And he, again, was against free agency. He was for making the fun of the game the most important thing. Because in reality, when it all breaks down, they're grown men out there playing a game. So it gets a little too intense. It got a little too crazy for a while. I mean, fantasy baseball was basically what started the whole fantasy boom. There's no other sport that goes hand in hand with fantasy that's associated with statistics the way that Major League Baseball is. But argue with me if you will, but I think that baseball has gone by the wayside when it comes to fantasy now. NFL is much more popular, even here in Canada, the NHL. NBA fantasy is starting to grow and grow. Even you look at sports like golf starting to have more popularity in the fantasy realm. People think that baseball, it's too much with the pitcher rotations, with the batters, and now with people resting, you got the injuries. It's a lot, and a lot of people aren't for it. I am all for Major League Baseball making themselves more fan-friendly, more fantasy-friendly, making themselves safer. Good for you, Major League Baseball. Even the brawls that I talked about in past editions, good for you. Get those unwritten rules out of baseball and just be more transparent, but make it more about the fans. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and what he did with the Home Run Derby this year and the All-Star Game, good on you, Major League Baseball. Titanium take of the townships today is keep doing what you're doing and keep growing that sport to the small regions and bring baseball back to Montreal, would ya? Get a... And boom, mic drop. There's your titanium take of the townships today. And what I didn't mention, again, the robotic umpires, that may speed up the game too once the system gets refined. You're taking the human error out of the game. You're taking the chirps from the managers. You're taking the complaints from the players out of the game. Good for baseball. Congratulations on making my titanium takes. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep improving and keep it going. I love baseball. Baseball, man, I spent a lot of time in the bleachers at the Expos games or at ball practices, even going back to the Yankees here in Lenoxville with Mr. Bobby Halsall. Mr. Robert Halsall, Bob, taught me a lot of the basics of the game because I only really knew softball age 10, 11, and 12 and then up into high school. Getting a little nostalgic up at Darcy Bennett there. Shout out to the good old days, to the Little League World Series, which just went on a little bit. I'll throw a clip in here for you of just some hilarious player introductions. It's one of my favorite parts of the Little League World Series. You just see these kids wear their heart on the sleeve. Shout out to Chicken Little, that player that would just drop down and try to really, really reduce his strike zone as a kid who grew up right around 4'11" until about the age of 17, but a good part of my Little League career, I was about that size, and I would remember scrunching down and trying to make my strike zone as small as possible. I'm going to Big Al hitting some dingers. I'll see if I can scrounge up that clip here for you on the show, and then we're going to come back with a little bit of Aaron Rodgers talking Canada here on 88.9 CJMQ The Cube. This is The Show.
My name is Nate Kaya. My favorite food is buffalo wings.
Hi, my name is Will Patton and I like Skittles.
Taste the rainbow!
Hi, my name is Max Willett and I'm better than Cam Hizak at Fortnite.
Not true.
Hi, my name is Jay Clardy. I lost my voice.
What? I'm Tyler Simon and I get mad chicks.
I'm Logan Llama and I like to eat omelets.
Cheesy!
My name is Cody Fretz and I do the killer goat impression.
Hi, I'm Charlie Kelbrenner and this is my little brother's lucky cowboy hat.
Hi, my name's Tommy Simon. I haven't watched my Evo Shield in 2 years, and a shout out to my mom.
My name is Jackson Ammerman, and my nickname is Reggie, Mr. October.
Hi, my name is Drew Eric. My parents name me Drew, but everyone else calls me Swags.
Hi, my name's Brayden Shutt, and I like girls.
Ooh. My name is Matthew McCray Jr., and I like to wrestle.
My name is Connor DeWong, and I like to collect hats.
My name's Deshaun Childers, and I love chicken. Bok, 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 bok.
My name's Maddox O'Connor, and I like to fish. I got one, boys!
Yeah! I'm Henry Myos, and danger's my middle name, literally.
Hi, I'm Max Hoheisel, and I like to do the cha-cha.
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
And there you have it, some player introductions. My name's Big Al, and I like to hit dingers. Did anybody else hear a Matthew McCray Jr. in there? I think he was the kid that said, my name is Matthew McCray Jr., and I like to wrestle. I'm going to need to further investigate that. I mean, I don't have any kids that I know of, but if there's a kid, if I date myself back 12, never mind. Never. Moving on! Aaron Rodgers was in Winnipeg over the weekend, did not play any football, but he came in rocking a spectacular Canadian tuxedo. He joined our friend over at TSN, Mr. Cabby on the Street, formerly from the Score Network, and they did a little visit and they talked a little Canada being Wisconsin. There's a lot of comparisons between the province of Wisconsin, as they say, and the prairies, the Winnipeg, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, if you will. So we're just going to run that clip. Our little throwback today for our Take Me Home segment is just going to be Aaron Rodgers. It's hilarious. You'll just get the drift of it. They talk Canada at the end. He gives him a toque and some plaid, and it's just Aaron Rodgers is so cerebral and is so smart. You can just see that he's skeptical going into every interview. And only the ones that are authentic that come in from a completely other different angle that don't even want to really talk football with him, that just want to talk Game of Thrones, talk about his cameo, how he was had a cameo in the final episode of Game of Thrones and got burnt up by dragon fire. And of course, he's with Danica Patrick now, was with Olivia Munn earlier. So he's just a very interesting, very cerebral type of fella. And when the media tries to get close to him, he's always very skeptical, very, very sly, one-word answers, kind of sarcastic. And Cabbie seemed to, they've done a few of these and seemed to get his guard to let down. So I'll just, I'm going to drop this on you for our audio clip of the day and just get a feel for the camaraderie between the two. You can tell they authentically like each other. So here on Take Me Home Today is a little Aaron Rodgers love here on 88.9 CJMQ The Cube.
So how do you get the spirals, dude?
It's a secret, I can't tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man to my left makes his return to Cabbie Presents. This is Aaron Charles Rodgers. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, my brother.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Likewise. In 2014, when your team was 1-2, you went on the radio and you uttered iconic five-letter word, relax, to the fan base.
Five letters here, just for everybody out there in Packerland. R-E-L-A-X.
2016, when you guys had a four-game losing stretch, did you utter another five-letter word or five-word phrase, either chill or guys?
It was chill.
Just chill.
Yeah. Atlas got the earth right there.
Right. Okay, so yeah. you're Atlas.
Okay.
Your normal is our spectacular.
Aaron Rodgers. Some people think the greatest thrower of the football of all time.
Spectacular throw right on the money by Rodgers. It's recognition, communication, and supreme execution that makes Aaron Rodgers,
who has had a spectacular year. He leads the league in touchdown passes,
and he never ceases to amaze.
The Green Bay is going to win this whole thing. You guys got to win some huge games on the road.
Yeah.
Are the fingers of your receivers healed enough for them to absorb your passes in cold weather games, outdoor stadiums, or indoor games? Because I feel like you've broken all of the fingers when they drop passes.
Not yet, man, not yet. I'm trying to.
Have you checked Devontae's fingers or Jordy's fingers or Randall's fingers?
I think they're good. I think they might be a little crooked. They don't drop a lot of passes, so I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
How are you?
I've been to Canada. I've watched you on there, man. You're big shit on there, man.
I'm just listening.
I'm not gonna rip any of my guys up there, man. I love Canada and I love my guys. You know, what I do in practice a lot of times is if I throw a good ball and they drop it, put up the bicep right here, man. They don't want to see it. But the key is I throw with a broken finger. See, my index is offset, so.
Oh.
I've been throwing with a broken finger since college. That's so the secret.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers continues to defy injury reports.
The last six games, 14 touchdowns, no interceptions for Aaron Rodgers.
You just mentioned Canada. And because you've been excelling in the province of Wisconsin, I came with an official message from our country.
Okay.
With a nod to the Dave Chappelle Show and the racial draft.
Good evening and welcome to the first and maybe only racial draft here in New York City.
Canada is trading.
All right, Kelsey, we have some breaking news to share, and it's always big news when sports intersects with politics.
And would you believe this deal? Canada is trading Michael Bublé, Shawn Mendes, Jonathan Toews, and a comedian to be named later for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, that is big news.
Is this the first time you're hearing of this?
Yeah, we should make that trade before the wall goes up.
To get you prepared for your new life in Canada in 2017.
You did bring something up.
Hold, please.
Yeah.
This, my friend.
Yes.
An iconic group from Canada. This is Rush.
Yeah.
Technically proficient and all the way awesome.
I just got Rushified. Have you seen the movie I Love You, Man?
Of course.
You keep slapping that bass.
Yeah, that. I'm sure that was great for the band Rush because they pubbed them the entire.
Yeah, shout out to Tom Sawyer.
Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Slapping the bass.
In Canada, we have very specific suits.
Ooh. Canadian tux, denim on denim. Yes.
This is for you. This
there we
is,
go.
Listen, you
we
get got? To you get to keep your own
okay,
number.
Thank you.
And
let's see, we got the maple leaf here.
Yeah, and yep, you know, and Green Bay is always on. You wear your heart on your sleeve. Man. That's your heart, and obviously peep that lining.
Man, that's solid. Mm-hmm. So here.
There are 11 months of winter in Canada. Right. We want to make sure that you're fully. You're protected.
Nice and warm, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Ooh, dude, I feel really Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What city do you want to live in?
I've been to Montreal. Great city.
Yeah.
I've been to Vancouver. Also great city, but I've been hearing a lot about Toronto. And you know, my boy's in Toronto.
As the legendary poet Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., once said, the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah. My goodness, you just...
What do you think?
Yeah.
Can I fit in?
We're actually hearing right now that Aaron Rodgers is addressing the media for the first time, so let's take a listen.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity for drafting me. It means a lot to me. It's something I've been dreaming of for a while. Check it off the bucket list for sure. Big shout out to hockey. Love hockey. Shout out to Trudeau. Good luck with Trump.
You get a new football. Our footballs are a little bit bigger at home.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know my boy Mike Riley can throw this.
He can. He throws
it. I know they didn't win it this year, but.
They didn't, but they won it last year. Yeah, as a signing bonus and perhaps an indicator of our economic strength, brought you some ketchup chips.
Thank you.
And it's customary that you must crack a bag and share with any Canadians.
Canadians first. That's me.
Yeah. I went right in there first. Ladies and
gentlemen. Ketchup flavoring.
Yeah, dude. You never had ketchup chips?
I have not. This is a first, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the newest Canadian, the iconic Aaron Charles Rodgers. Welcome, sir, and welcome him in 2017.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John freaking Denver, Mr. Sunshine on my gosh darn shoulders. Well, we've done Take Me Home, we've done our titanium takes, we've done our first and 10. That means that we are winding down this edition of the show. I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule to join me again for this very special back to school show. Where we have the fall that's just around the corner. Fair season has just kind of rolled through. Golf tournaments are wrapping up. Ball tournaments are wrapping up. I'd like to thank you all very much for joining me here on the show. Every Tuesday from 6 to 7 here on 88.9. And again with a brand new edition. Wednesdays from 11 to noon. And if you are curious about the re-airs, there is a Thursday re-air of the Tuesday show at 7 p.m. And on Saturday at 5 p.m., you can hear the Wednesday morning edition re-aired here on 88.9 CJMQ. Just try to wield out as much content as we can. And exciting stuff is coming ahead. The NHL is going to start. NFL is just right around the corner. The NBA is going to be kicking off a new season here. The leaves are going to start changing color. The township just gets more and more beautiful. What a lovely place that we live in. So again, thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the show. We're going to close it out with a good old-fashioned tune, a little old-school edition. But thank you again for joining me here. I have been your host, Matt McRae. You have been a wonderful listener. This has been 88.9 CJMQ The Cube. Again, big thank you to Zachary Sivanos, who was in studio last week with us for our top 10 edition that we did and just a good old-fashioned edition. We will be hearing his voice back on the airwaves. We'll be hearing some new voices coming in on the show just as guests coming in now that we've got the audio ball rolling. I've got a few people that we will be bringing in, a special guest, special point of view from things here in the townships. So again, thank you very much for joining me. I will see you next time here on the show.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match.
porch now. Can't nobody tell me.